Hello, guys and gals. Me, Mudahar, and I have a simple question. What'll it take for you to stop getting bent over, screwed right up the butthole, and decide to fight back against the people who want to make your life a little bit crappier? Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the older I get, the more I realize things be a-changing. You know, when I was younger, you know, when I started this little YouTube channel, it was kind of easy. You know, I started off because I went on to, like, places like the Creepypasta Wiki. I found a lot of cool stories like AI slop coming into my actual, like, creepypasta story and reading about it. I'm not saying this story is necessarily that. But again, you know, a lot of this was beautiful because these stories were, for the most part, kind of goofy and really, really cringy in a lot of cases, okay? And there were some good ones, don't get me wrong, but a lot of these were human written, you know? I don't even know how much of the creepypastas I read now are either from ChatGPT or from the anus of another AI search engine you could find out there. But, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that things are getting wilder. So I don't know if you guys heard about this story, okay? This has been a wild situation today. But apparently a town, a small part in Nevada, California, called Lake Tahoe, was hit with quite a bit of a creepypasta themselves. Now, for people who live in this place called Lake Tahoe, which, to basically show you what it looks like, beautiful, beautiful location, map-wise, it's actually around between California and Nevada, literally on the borderline right here. So the people that live out in Lake Tahoe, for instance, their energy company, NV Energy, which supplies, basically this smaller California company called Liberty Utilities, with 75% of the power consumed by the 49,000 people who live on the California side of the lake, told LU that it would no longer supply power to the customers by May 2027. The energy needs of data centers and NVIDIA are expected to compromise 75% of the major project load growth. Yeah, you know, the whole thing about data centers and that crazy AI train now, you know, a lot of people are like, why do you care about it? Why are you so doom and gloom about this situation? Because the reality of it is, like the creepypastas I read before 10 years ago, the older I get, the more I realize that in order to make sure that the world is a better place than I left it, sometimes you have to confront the dirty truths. Now, for anybody who's like, Moody, you're a Canuck. Why do you care so much about America? The reality is you don't really control who you love. My significant other, who's been a Californian native, probably like 6 generations at this point. You know how people can trace back like 3 or 4 grandparents and go like, that person's from the old country. No, my wife is as American as Americans come. So, you know, I kind of look at this as the older I get, the more I realize that, you know, the kids in the future, my kids, my friends' kids, a lot of them who do grow up in places like, you know, in that region where their family is, California, the southern United States, I guess California is the West Coast. You kind of realize that no matter where you live, even if it's in Canada or the U.S., you want the places you grew up with, the places that you go to, the places you see every day, to just be better, okay? Now, I don't think this is good news whatsoever. And, you know, I've been talking about AI stuff for months now, years. And so the reality of it is I kind of want to go through the headlines over here and sort of look through what is the actual reality of this situation. So to give you an idea of what's been going on, ladies and gentlemen, this story has actually been happening for quite a few years at this point, okay? So for instance, back in April of this year, this energy transition was supposed to actually be happening for years, right? So NV Energy was basically expecting this for quite some time. The company supplied electricity to Liberty Utilities since 2009, and while selling portions of its California energy system, they were actually working on an agreement multiple fucking times. In fact, it was actually entirely supposed to be a temporary thing. So for the people that have kind of been looking into the history over here too, from Liberty themselves, for the people who live over in Lake Tahoe, the actual energy company they go to, a lot of these people have said since 2028, they will not be a wholesale provider. They have to effectively find either somebody new, they have to, you know, find somebody that can deliver this stuff, and of course, per their own ethos, they want to commit to clean energy. Actually, they kind of tell you that they generate a portion of their electricity through their own solar systems. But look, stuff you get from the sun isn't something that you can use to power, of course, like all these homes. You need to find energy from other areas. So for a lot of people who said that, you know, it's not the data center that's causing it. The grim reality of it is, ladies and gentlemen, is when you actually look into the real story and you look into the real theatrics of it, the basic stuff that's written over here is the market for new resources is extremely competitive as a number of entities are seeking to add large loads, such as data centers, into the area. NV Energy itself is seeking to add a significant quantity of new resource, including renewables and storage. So they can tell you right now the market is very competitive, and you have to acknowledge the market circumstances. So basically what's kind of gone on is, from my understanding and my research, very similar to the companies that are, you know, making RAM. So instead of making RAM for the average consumer, because remember, RAM, much like electricity, is a limited resource. You can't just go to the RAM factory and, you know, flip the switch to on and have the RAM generate infinitely, you know? Life is like a game of Factorio. Instead of chasing the infinite factory, you have to realize that all the base shit that you make has to go through a finite set of facilities. It is all effectively a game with a limited amount of resources. You only can make a limited amount of RAM, okay? So when the buyers come into the market and, you know, you come in, let's say you and I go to the store. We're like, we would like to buy 2 sticks of RAM, sire. And we give them like our $5 because comparatively that's what we have. The fucking AI companies in the US walk in, you know, stunting with their $500 bills, Dom Perignon on their fucking breath, doing a line off someone's ass, driving in their fucking nice diamond studded limousine. Who the fuck do you think the RAM manufacturer is going to sell the RAM to? You think they're going to give it to me and you, the guys with the $5? Or are they going to give it to Mark Zuckerberg with the lines, the Bugatti, the fucking $100 bills, the crystal, all that? Of course they're going to give it to the data center guys. That's precisely what the electric company is doing in this case. Instead of providing it to the people that are willing to pay money for the electricity, they're going to give it to the people that are willing to pay 10 times the money for the electricity. And ultimately, the sort of like bet has sort of been written over here, right? Like the bet has been made. The data center expansion is honestly quite alarming in this case. Now, according to the data center map, it's not even really a competition. For instance, the United States has like over 35% of the global total of data centers, you know? Right now, you're looking at 3,960 in the US. The biggest competitor to the United States in this situation would probably be the Chinese, that are sitting at 365. You've got the Brits at 498, you've got the French at 335, and because Canada is cold as fuck, 285 still have managed to break into the great white north that I am from. So of course, understandably, ladies and gentlemen, let's be fucking real here. America runs the global data center train. And it makes a lot of sense. America's been running the data centers since before AI was ever even in conversation. Obviously, if you've ever used an American tech company, you probably have your information routed through a data center in the United States or somewhere that they own in another part of the world, right? Close to your region. So because the internet basically runs off of the backs of Google, Amazon, Microsoft, you can bet your ass that the server, that the data centers that you're using to talk on the internet, to watch the video on YouTube right here, to download the game off Steam that you have on a second monitor, this is absolutely done through any of these large data centers that are running in the country. The big difference in why the data centers have become a huge talk of concern is because now the hyperscale data centers have been consuming a substantially large amount of electricity. Why are data centers suddenly consuming more electricity than they used to be? And the answer is obviously artificial intelligence. Look, I've shown you on my channel locally running AIs, and I can show you that even on my system, running one standard 27 billion parameter model janks my GPU up to maximum load to generate tokens. Now, of course, it's kind of the equivalent as the amount of energy you consume, let's say, playing a maximum graphic video game on your system, something that pushes your system's CPU, GPU to the limits, drawing full power at full load. Imagine a data center with just tens upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of graphics cards, GPUs, computers, running at full load pretty much all the fucking time, how much energy do you think that's consuming per day? Well, it's a significant portion of the country's total generation. So basically now we're at a point where the AI stuff has consumed so much that even if you don't, say, use artificial, let's say you're somebody that, you know, doesn't fucking use ChatGPT or anything, which is my dad, for instance. My dad doesn't use anything AI. He doesn't get it. My mom doesn't get it. They don't even know how to get the apps on their phones and try fucking around with it. They don't care much for it. They are just standard people that will go to google.com, type in what they want, and get their search results. And frankly, my parents don't really use technology as much as they need to, all right? Basically to make a call, send a text message to a loved one, or check something on Google. They're very simple people. But even for those simple people, their energy prices are going to go up. Even in places like Canada, for instance, right, the government, alongside private companies, wants to make more and more fucking data centers. And these data centers do come at the cost. When they come into your community, not only do they jack up the prices for the actual, like, utilities, because guess what? Out of nowhere, the power grid that's been powering your homes has now been getting fucking ass-rammed by a giant football field-sized Lucky. By the way, if that's all it is, because those are very small in comparison, you get this massive, mega-sized facility just yoinking power 24/7 and just fucking up the grid for everyone. So gas, electricity, for instance, that used to cost, you know, like 20 cents per watt or something, you know, just for an example, like a year ago, now is doubling those costs because you have this big demon sitting next to you. It's so bad that a lot of these big tech companies like Microsoft have to basically, in my opinion, fucking lie to you and tell you, no, don't worry, just let us move in. I swear it's not going to get bad. And then it does actually end up getting bad. You know, you've got situations where entire projects like Hyperion, this is supposed to be this huge project by a company you may know as Meta, and their whole project is to actually go and build this is a render, by the way, this mega fucking size data center that's obviously going to be used to power their AIs, and of course, I would argue, probably assist the government in mass surveillance activities, because given all the age verification, all this crazy shit that's been happening around us, let's not forget that these data centers do somewhat tie into that as well, too, because ultimately it's these big companies working with the actual, like, you know, they're working with the mass surveillance machine, and they're harvesting all of our information, and of course they're routing all of our information through all of this stuff, too. So even if you're not interested in this AI slop crap that we live in, you're gonna have to pay for it just like the rest of us. And the only people that really don't have to fucking pay for it seems, are these companies. Because they just come in and grab this limited resource, which is electricity in this case, away from the hands of the people that I think need it more, you know, and the fact that they need it to actually live and make sure that their homes and their lives function. It's not just homes, it's small businesses as well too. Any human being that's not a big tech company, they're the ones getting fucked in the ass the most in this case. You know, data centers have been such a huge concern that people from, like, the state of Texas, for instance, have been sharing photographs of what their home looks like at night. This is at night, by the way. Data centers have so much security lighting because, again, when you actually have, like, these big GPUs and all these parts that are worth thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of billions of dollars inside these data centers, yeah, of course you're going to have all these security lights, plus God knows how many, like, security personnel to make sure the crackhead doesn't come in there and steal it. Because crackheads are willing to steal, like, copper wiring from a fucking home that's not even worth anywhere close to what these things have. So all of a sudden, because they came into your neighborhood, they're fucking up your prices, now they're lighting up your night sky, so you can't even look at the fucking stars if you live away from the city. God forbid you live near any of these centers and shit. See, when I talk about this stuff, I really don't want to come in here and be alarmist in the sense that, you know, I'm like every standard person where somebody yaps about a data center consuming all your fucking water, when the water consumption really isn't the biggest issue, since water is usually coming in treated, it's coming in a sense that you know, it's mostly in a closed loop where water evaporation, if you do have a loss, it does get, it's not like they're pulling directly from your drinking water. As far as I understand, it's generally something that is not the issue. It's the energy consumption that is generally the biggest issue. It's the light pollution that's the bigger. It's the fact that these guys build these places without your consent, fucking drum up all of this stuff just to fuck you up financially down the road when the next electric bill comes in or God knows what. That's the issue. That's the problem. A lot of these big tech companies have found a way to, like, basically chase after this infinite money dragon that is artificial intelligence that, I'm telling you, once this bubble starts to actually really pop hard, it's going to be a fucking massive economic reckoning. And it's not something that, you know, I don't want to be one of those prudes that sits there and says, but Muda, why are you against progress? Isn't AI just progress? I've seen people talk about things like, you know, back when electricity was a thing, the whole world, apparently, there were people against electricity because they were wondering if it could lead to horrible situations. Like, damn, could you walk outside and get electrocuted? And look, here's the thing. I'm not going to disagree. There were definitely people back in the day that probably were scared shitless of a light bulb sparking up. But the thing is, electricity is a great technology. It's a technology with a lot of valid practical uses, right? You and I need electricity day by day to move forward. But the thing is, with these big AI models and these generative AI services that we have, how much are they actually providing to real humans as opposed to raising the stock value of some of these companies for, you know, the I would say short term, because I cannot see this technology blowing up as hard as it is later on. I think we're already reaching kind of this plateau where artificial intelligence gains are sort of reaching a peak. You know, there's only so much information that they can train off. We should be at a point where AI stuff should become more economical as opposed to more expensive. The reality is this technology has just been sparking up its power demand, right? It started off small, and now because everyone's using AI, or at least a lot of people are using it in an agentic manner, where they're burning more tokens and computes to achieve things that really aren't all that impressive, in my opinion, those costs are skyrocketing. You've already seen it when it comes to these people selling you subscriptions for AI services. They are giving you less for the $20 a month subscription to the AI service that you may go to, simply because as a technology, it's just getting more expensive to dole out. They were already losing money. Now they're losing a lot more money. So this whole expansion that these companies are doing at the cost of the people is something that I have to ask. At what point is enough actually enough? The story about Lake Tahoe is not something new. This was actually a change that was probably supposed to happen for like 2 decades. But the reality of it is, it happened pretty much overnight. It happened all of a sudden because, let's be real here, the AI companies basically came up with a bigger bag than the average person could come up with. And unfortunately, the people that are going to lose access to their power, if there isn't another provider that comes in, another provider that also doesn't get bought out by the big AI companies, then we're fucked, okay? Then the people in that area are fucked. They really have no say. They are, you know, it's something that you think on the surface you should have some government protection against, like something that would say, you know, I get the whole market and business, but sometimes we have to have laws that protect the people. I mean, that's what the fucking government was made for in the first place. Otherwise, you know, it would just be 7 companies that would run the fucking world, and we'd literally be living in Cyberpunk 2077's universe where 7 companies run the fucking world, okay? So at what point do people not realize, like, listen, the government isn't really doing anything for you. They're actually out there working with these assholes to keep fucking you in the ass. Like, one of the things that I keep hearing from people is apparently this whole situation is like a big Chinese psyop. Like, when people complain about the data centers, it's like some Chinese psyop to make expansion in the US bad. Brother, the expansion, it's already as expanded as it's gonna, it's 10 times more expanded than what the competition has, okay? The reality of it is a lot of these people, these AI bros that say shit like, data center demand does affect the grid, but AI stole their energy or electricity is bullshit. This has more to do with climate activism than AI. You know, you're kind of like conflating a lot of things. Yes, The reality is, because we have this AI technology that's substantially more compute heavy, it requires a lot more electricity. And that's a real serious concern for the people around us. Look, I've talked about this probably for the last few months, right? Like, look at your power bill. Your power bill is going to be going up, okay? If any of these data centers move near you, even if it's like just touching your infrastructure, your prices are going up, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it, unless, of course, you finally choose to fight back, and I would say actually vote people in that treat, like, actually can, like, intelligently corral this stuff for now. Look, I'm not saying the future isn't AI slop. I'm sure that's the future no matter what, okay? There's a lot of aspects you can't control in life. But there's intelligent ways to handle this without upending what people have. And again, the reason, like I said, I'm interested in this too is because, look, in the future of the day, I'm gonna die one day, okay? I'm gonna be gone. Like, that's just a reality. That's how human beings are built, okay? Once you take your first breath, you sign a contract, unknowing, without you really knowing at the time, that you're gonna fucking die. So, you know, you go through life, you start a family, and then, you know, once you start a family, you really see things differently, okay? The perspective shifts a lot. You know, you start to look at the future for your kids, and the future for your kids should always be a situation where it's 100 times better than how you had it. You know, I remember when I was in high school, you know, my teacher said we're going to be the first generation that has less than the previous generation. And I think in a lot of cases, yeah, it's pretty fucking true, right? Like, there's a lot of people in my generation that can't even conceive purchasing a home. They just will never have the fucking money for it. It's over. And I think going into the future, it's like, will my kids, forget the whole home, will they even be able to afford the electricity to fucking, like, warm up a hot plate where they're, I mean, what is the future for a lot of the, for everyone, right? You know, that isn't a stinking rich AI tech bro that has basically kind of convinced some of the dumbest people to be on the side of this AI expansion crap, simply because, you know, some people think that it's going to be the age of fucking abundance, that robots are going to be everywhere, growing all of our food. We're going to be sitting in the world of fucking WALL-E, where we're, like, floating around on auto-driving carts, eating, like, eating our processed crap and watching our, like, AI-generated TV shows. This is a serious concern, man. And at some point, I have to ask, again, at what point do you consider fighting back? You know, there's a way to fight back, all right? It's seriously vote in the right people. It's educate the people around you about this AI crap and just the direction the world's heading. Look, I would love to be the most positive person every day. But I feel like just being positive is very disingenuous, because if you're not willing to confront the actual problem, right? And again, I don't make these videos to doom and gloom, right? Doom and gloom sucks. You know, obviously people get tired of it. I'm sure you guys are tired of it to an extent too. But at some point you have to confront these situations, because if we just keep ignoring it, I guarantee you that this is what lets them get away with it, right? It's like the whole age verification shit. It's tiring. Sometimes it feels like we've already lost, and maybe in some cases we already have. But I feel like if you just completely bend over, they just take the extra 10 miles that they would have never been able to, they would never been able to have gotten if it wasn't for people just at least standing up for themselves. And I think in this situation, we do have to stand up to this kind of crap, because when is enough enough? Is it when we've lost everything entirely? Or is it we stand up now, we make sure that the right people get brought in? Because honestly, if it gets to the point where it's so late that the only way to stop this shit is to, like, go to these fucking data centers and rip the cords off ourselves, which obviously I don't fucking endorse, because, you know, that's like, you're getting into violence territory. But at what point is enough enough? You lose the opportunity to fight back if you don't take advantage of it right now before it's actually made. These companies are already laying the groundwork to put in billions of dollars to spread their fucking mass surveillance machine, spread their AI machine around the world. And unless you're willing to stop it now, or at least contain it in a way where the benefits of the people are thought of as well as the big company, then it's a lost game forever. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I had a lot to talk about today. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike if you dislike it. I am out.